Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Roxbury mother, whose 8-year-old son was accidentally shot to death by his 7-year-old cousin, is going to jail for 6 months. In August, a Suffolk County jury convicted Lakeisha Gadsden of misleading police on the night her son was shot. She'd said three African-American men broke into her apartment and opened fire. Instead, the boys had been playing with an unregistered gun they'd found in a teenage boy's bedroom. WBUR's David Boeri has more on the story.
On a June night in 2007, 8-year-old LaQuarrie Jefferson and his younger cousin were watching television at his home in Roxbury. LaQuarrie brought out a handgun. It was unregistered and unsecured. It belonged to LaQuarrie's stepbrother, a 15-year-old member of a local gang who kept the gun in his unlocked bedroom dresser. It was a 9mm semi-automatic. "I asked LaQuarrie if there were bullets in the gun," the 7-year-old cousin would later testify. "He said no." When the cousin pulled the trigger, he fired a single bullet into LaQuarrie's stomach. The cousin ran out of the room screaming. "I did it by accident," he later testified. LaQuarrie Jefferson died on the operating table at Boston Medical Center.
All rise.
3 years and a couple of months after his death, LaQuarrie's mother, Lakeisha Gadsden, entered a Suffolk Superior Courtroom yesterday for sentencing. A jury had convicted her last month of lying to police about the circumstances of LaQuarrie's death.
By giving false descriptions of intruders who never came into her apartment, and by counseling her children to do the same thing, the defendant put the cover-up of this crime ahead of a search for the truth.
Assistant District Attorney David Deacon told the judge that Gadsden didn't call 911 until after she'd made sure her teenage son disposed of the gun and they'd made up a story of three men breaking in and shooting. Gadsden's defense attorney, Peter Krupp, attributed her actions to grief and shock and downplayed her efforts at deception.
None of the police officers who heard this statement that three people ran in the house believed it.
The story that Lakeisha Gadsden told police and the story told by her teenage son, Jaquan McConico, fell apart quickly. Within a day, Gadsden had publicly apologized for lying to police. And McConico, who'd been keeping the gun in his bedroom drawer, would later plead guilty to manslaughter in his stepbrother's death. When Gadsden, now the mother of four children, went to trial at the beginning of August, the prosecution argued that by allowing her teenage son to keep a loaded handgun in her house or by keeping it there herself, Gadsden was responsible for LaQuarrie's death. But the jurors acquitted Gadsden of involuntary manslaughter and all but one of the other charges. Suffolk District Attorney Dan Conley.
Lakeisha Gadsden's conduct was reprehensible on many levels. The jury has spoken, and we were left with this one charge of misleading the police.
And on that conviction, the district attorney sought a sentence of 2.5 years in jail, with 1 year to be served.
We need to send a very strong message to the public. This kind of conduct cannot be tolerated.
34 years old, Gadsden sat somberly, her eyes darting. Since the death of her 8-year-old, hers has become the family that symbolizes multi-generational crime. She had five children with three different fathers, all gang members with extensive records of violent crime and jail time. And police believe the father of her youngest child brought her oldest one, Jaquan, into the same gang. Gadsden herself has a long record of larcenies and assault and battery. Suffolk Superior Court Judge Thomas Connors.
The court cannot overlook the fact that the defendant has 19 prior convictions, 11 separate incidents, and the court takes as great significance two convictions for assault and battery on a police officer.
At the trial, Gadsden's defense attorney, Peter Krupp, successfully argued that there was no evidence that she knew or approved of her teenage son having a gun in her house. He asked the jurors not to compound the tragedy of LaQuarrie's death by convicting her. Yesterday, he asked the judge not to send her to jail.
Ms. Gadsden has already lost her son. It's a punishment that is greater than any punishment that the court can impose, obviously.
In the end, Judge Connors announced, the true victim was the child, LaQuarrie Jefferson.
Stand up, Ms. Gadsden. The court is imposing a sentence of 2.5 years to the House of Corrections.
But he suspended all but 6 months that she will actually serve in jail. As her mother, who's now the legal guardian of Lakeisha Gadsden's surviving children, looked on, the handcuffs snapped shut, and the rest of the sentence was read, ordering 4 years probation in a course on parenting. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.